أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الصلاة والسلام على محمد وعليه الطيبين الطاهرين. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. So again, looking at this concept of a true believer, wanting to be a mu'min and part of a group of people called mu'minun. Really important that we support each other. It's empowering one another. So what are my responsibilities to another? The Prophet said, each of us has 30 responsibilities towards another, and we cannot be absolved of them unless we fulfill them or we are forgiven of them. Now there's 30, and all of them, when we hear them, we sort of think, but that's common sense. But it's often that which is common sense that we do not apply. So here's a reminder of the 30 responsibilities we have towards each other. Number one, forgiving their mistakes. Number two, mercy, kindness towards them when they're in a strange land or a strange situation. Number three, guarding their secrets. Number four, giving them a hand when they're about to fall. Number five, accepting their apologies. Number six, discouraging any sort of backbiting about them, walking away when somebody is talked about. Number seven, always persisting in giving them good advice. Number eight, I absolutely love treasuring their friendship. Often we take people so much for granted. Number nine, fulfilling their trust. Number 10, visiting them when they're ill. Number 11, being with them at their time of need, at their time of death. Number 12, it's awesome, accepting their invitations. Number 13, returning their favors in kind. Number 14, being thankful for their favors. Do you know what? Being thankful is not only saying thank you, but using what somebody has given you. That is the greatest form of thanks. 15, being grateful for their assistance. 16, protecting their honor and their property. 17, helping them to meet their needs. Number 18, making an effort to solve their problems. 19, guiding them to what they may have lost, helping them find what they have lost. Number 20, always answering their greetings. 21, taking them at their face value, taking them at their word, not being suspicious about them. Number 22, accepting their gifts. 23, confirming them if they swear to something. 24, inclining towards them. 25, helping them when they're being unjust by turning them away from whatever they're doing that's wrong. 26, helping them when they're victims of injustice. 27, refraining from feeling bored with them. 28, not leaving them when they're in trouble. 29, whatever good you like for yourself, you must like for them. And finally, the last one, whatever evil you dislike, you should dislike for them too. The Prophet said, whenever you see one of the gardens of Jannah open before you, go benefit from it. And people asked him, O Prophet of God, where is this garden of Jannah? He said, it's the friendship that you have with one who is a mu'min, who believes and who has iman in his nourisher, cherisher, sustainer and creator. When asked to define a good friend, the Prophet said, he is the one whose very sight makes you remember Allah, whose conversation increases your knowledge, whose deeds remind you of the world and the hereafter. A friend is an important person in one's life, he said. He has a great effect on our thoughts and actions. And the Prophet said, the behavior of everyone will be according to the beliefs and principles of the friends they keep around them. Let us pray to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. To God grant us the tawfiq to be good friends. ربنا تقبل منا إنك أنت السميع العليم.